Hare Krishna. Reading from Prabhupada Lilamrita, Chapter 12, Journey to America. Because today is Srila Prabhupada's arrival, 1965 to 2012, means 47 years ago, Srila Prabhupada placed his lotus foot in Boston, and then from there he traveled to New York. Anyway, let me read. And part of Prabhupada Lilamrita that so nicely written and really beautifully encapsulates such a historic moment, not just historic for the Krishna consciousness movement, but historic for the world itself. After all, Srila Prabhupada's arrival in America did change the history of the world. We know what it is, what it could have been had Srila Prabhupada not come. We can just imagine, but it would have certainly been something much, much worse. After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Jaladuta reached Boston's Commonwealth Pier at 5:30 a.m. on September 17, 1965. The ship was to stop briefly in Boston before proceeding to New York City. Among the first things Srila Prabhupada saw in America were the letters A and P painted on a pier front warehouse. The gray waterfront dawn revealed the ship in the harbor, a conglomeration of lobster stands and drab buildings, and rising in the distance the Boston skyline. Prabhupada had to pass through U.S. immigration and customs in Boston. His visa allowed him a 3-month stay, and an official stamped it to indicate his expected date of departure. Captain Pandya invited Prabhupada to take a walk into Boston, where the captain intended to do some shopping. They walked across a footbridge into a busy commercial area with old churches, warehouses, office buildings, bars, tawdry bookshops, nightclubs, and restaurants. Prabhupada briefly observed the city, but the most significant thing about his short stay in Boston, aside from the fact that he had now set foot in America, was that at Commonwealth Pier he wrote another Bengali poem entitled Markini Bhagavad Dharma, Teaching Krishna Consciousness in America. Some of the verses he wrote on board the ship the day before are as follows. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here, otherwise why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva Krishna. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know that your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I'm very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I'm seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I'm powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I'm sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel gladdened, and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I'm just like a puppet in your hands. So if you brought me here to dance, then make me dance, make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti. the most unfortunate and insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September 1965. He was now in America. He was in a major American city, rich with billions, populated with millions, and determined to stay the way it was. Prabhupada saw Boston from the viewpoint of a pure devotee of Krishna. He saw the hellish city life, people dedicated to the illusion of material happiness. All his dedication and training moved him to give these people the transcendental knowledge and saving grace of Krishna consciousness. Yet he was feeling weak, lowly, and unable to help them on his own. He was but, quote, an insignificant beggar with no money. He had barely survived the two heart attacks at sea. He spoke a different language. He dressed strangely. Yet he had come to tell people to give up meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling, and to teach them to worship Lord Krishna, who to them was a mythical Hindu god. What would he be able to accomplish? Hopelessly, he spoke his heart directly to God. I wish that you may deliver them. I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them. And for convincing them, he would trust in the power of God's holy name and in Srimad Bhagavatam. This transcendental sound would clean away desire for material enjoyment from their hearts and awakening loving service to Krishna. On the streets of Boston, Prabhupada was aware of the power of ignorance and passion that dominated the city, but he had faith in the transcendental process. He was tiny, but God was infinite, and God was Krishna, his dear friend. And then it continues. On the 19th of September, the Jaladuta sailed into New York Harbor and docked at a Brooklyn pier at 17th Street. Srila Prabhupada saw the awesome Manhattan skyline, the Empire State Building, and like millions of visitors and immigrants in the past, the Statue of Liberty. Srila Prabhupada was dressed appropriately for a resident of Vrindavan. He wore kanti mala and simple cotton dhoti, and he carried japa mala and an old chadar or shawl. His complexion was golden, his head shaven, sika in the back, his forehead decorated with whitish Vaishnav tilak. He wore pointed white rubber slippers, not uncommon for sadhus in India. But who in New York had ever seen or dreamed of anyone appearing like this Vaishnav? He was possibly the first Vaishnav sannyasi to arrive in New York with uncompromising appearance. Of course, New Yorkers have an expertise in not giving much attention to any kind of strange new arrival. Srila Prabhupada was on his own. He had a sponsor, Mr. Agarwal, somewhere in Pennsylvania. Surely someone would be there to greet him, although he had little idea of what to do as he walked off the ship into the pier. I did not know whether to turn left or right. He passed through the dockside formalities and was met by a representative from Traveler's Aid sent by the Agarwals in Pennsylvania, who offered to take him to the Scindia ticket office in Manhattan to book his return passage to India. At the Scindia office, Prabhupada spoke with the ticket agent, Joseph Forster, who was impressed by this unusual passenger's Vaishnava appearance, his light luggage, and his apparent poverty. He regarded Prabhupada as a priest. Most of Scindia's passengers were businessmen or families, so Mr. Forster had never seen a passenger wearing the traditional Vaishnava dress of India. He found Srila Prabhupada to be a pleasant gentleman who spoke of the nice accommodation and treatment he had received aboard the Jaladuta. Prabhupada asked Mr. Forster to hold a place for him on a return trip to India. His plans were to leave in about 2 months, and he told Mr. Forster to hold the place for him on a return ship. He told Mr. Forster that he would keep in touch. Carrying only 40 rupees cash, which he himself called a few hours spending in New York, and an additional $20 he had collected from selling 3 volumes of the Bhagavatam to Captain Pandya, Srila Prabhupada, with umbrella and suitcase in hand, and still escorted by the Traveler's Aid representative, set out for the Port Authority bus terminal to arrange for his trip to Butler. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.